USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He has taken a situation where there was no crisis and created crisis.
That's the reaction of former Secretary of State John Kerry to President Trump's announcement about the Iran nuclear deal.
That the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
Calling it a disastrous deal, President Trump noted that Iran could restart a nuclear program in 15 years. To that, Kerry says,
if your house was on fire today, would you not put the house put out the fire because you're afraid it might light on fire again in 14 years? The president has lit the fire today.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea making plans with officials there for a big summit soon. Meanwhile, there are reports three Americans held by the North Korean government may be released while he's there. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano spewing lava and ash for 5 days has calmed down a bit, but experts say it could erupt again. Edwin Montoya has a family farm on the slopes of the volcano.
If it happens, if it blows its top, and I'm there at the time, I'm 76 years old. I've lived a good life, and if I have to go, I want to go.
The lava has destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings, and nearly 1,800 people have been evacuated. To pave the way for a U.S.-North Korea summit, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea. According to the president, a location, time, and date for a meeting with Kim Jong-un have been set. However, that still has not yet been announced. He also called it a great thing if three American detainees in North Korea were released. Mike Pompeo is expected to return home with them. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Walmart is announcing a new policy when it comes to filling opioid prescriptions. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
In the face of a deadly national opioid abuse epidemic, the world's largest retailer says within the next 60 days, it's going to start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligram equivalents per day, also requiring that prescriptions be filled out electronically to prevent fraud. The changes in line with recommendations from the federal CDC trying to curb deaths from opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Uber has unveiled models of its flying taxi at its Uber Elevate Summit in Los Angeles. They're partnering with NASA to develop the air taxi service as a way to cut down commute times and reduce pollution. The plan is to launch a demo and testing program in the year 2020. The flying taxis, which take off vertically and land at ports on rooftops, will fly between 1,000 to 2,000 feet above ground at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour. The vehicles resemble helicopters, but are quieter, with four prop rotors on each wing and electric propulsion to cut down on emissions. The taxis will be manned by a pilot first, with the goal for the planes to eventually fly autonomously. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.